Just really today, just on to Philadelphia. Normal Wednesday practice inside. We did cut it a little bit shorter. The guys are still sore from the game on Sunday. And so we cut a few reps out of practice, added a little time to meetings, get to know the Eagles, and we'll move forward. Lance practiced limited today. He did practice with the first group, but practiced in a limited fashion. We held Brandon out today. He's a little bit sore in his quad, his hamstring. He'll be fine. I just wanted a precautionary. Expect him to get some work tomorrow. I couldn't go there right now. We'll see where he is. It's still day to day. Like I said the other day, I'm optimistic he'll play. How much? We'll see how he feels. I'd be able to better answer that question, after Friday's practice, and it may even go into Sunday. But he did get some work today, and I talked to him afterwards. He said he felt pretty good. So we'll see where he is tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, we'll certainly, he hasn't played football in a long time, and Lance is a unique athlete. It'd certainly be exciting to see him out in the field on Sunday, and how much, who knows. But it certainly would be good for our football team to have him out there, have him playing. And then we'll see where he is at that point. I haven't talked to any trainers about it, haven't talked to the doctors about it. And, we'll do what's best for him to make sure that we keep him safe out there, and we'll go from there. And we think we can get it done. I mean, when they don't change personnel, they can keep their tempo up. When they change personnel, they have to slow it down because they have to wait for teams to match up. So the only value to up tempo is to keep personnel on the field. Otherwise, the referees are going to hold the ball to you as you substitute. Yeah, you wouldn't know whether we won or lost. It's been the same each and every day we've come back. The guys came to work. I made sure that we didn't overexert ourselves with a lot of running today in practice. They're still sore, as I said. It's later in the year. We want to make sure guys are fresh. I mean, we practice hard today and we practice fast, but I blew the whistle quickly, so we didn't extend the running like we normally would earlier in the season or in training camp. But their energy was good and their focus was very good. As I told the guys today, we've done well, but there's no guarantee we will do well. But to remind themselves what they did to prepare for these games, and that's investing in each and every day. That's how they got ready to play prime time, is they invested in the day. We're not practicing as long, so you got to invest in other ways to maintain your edge, to come out and play on Sunday night. So, you can use those. You can use prime time to build on, and we have, because we have played well. But on the other side of it, the reason to remind the guys about it is to remind them how hard they worked on a daily basis to get themselves ready to play and build their edge for the game.
Improvement.
There was. I mean, we tackled better last week. We minimized explosive plays last week. There were some, but they were still minimal compared. Again, we tackled better. I think collectively we tackled better. So our fits were better. Our edges were better. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not where we want to be, but it did improve. And our younger guys played sufficiently. They got better as well. Our two young linebackers. They played well. So, that it's good that we're ascending. It's good that we played better. We got to play better this week. Certainly, we're playing against a very explosive football team that stretches the field horizontally and vertically, both in the running and the passing game. And we're going to have to be at our best. It's really going to test our defense this week. No doubt about it. Doesn't feel any different than it felt 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, because we really don't approach it like that. Each and every week I come in here and we talk to our team about, this is the most important game. It's the only one we get a chance to play, the only game we get to celebrate. And so that's how we're approaching it. I mean, we wouldn't expect, because we've treated every game as the most important game, the next one becomes the most important game. And hopefully we've built some toughness and some resiliency to be able to play at the level we need to play, because that's what we've tried to do each and every week. Well, he's certainly special. And as I said, I haven't watched him. I know him. Obviously, I've watched him play. He's such an explosive player. He can do it all. We face good backs each and every week. He's certainly one of the best in the league. He's a difference maker. We're going to have to know where he is, and we're going to have to do whatever we can, to neutralize him. Last week we went in, it was Josh Gordon. It was their tight end. We had to neutralize them. You go in each and every week on your side of the ball, and you say, who do we have to neutralize this week, and make sure that we minimize their ability to make a difference, and then you work from there. And he's certainly the starting point.
In terms of
It's certainly proven that it can be very successful after 15 weeks. I mean, they've been exceptional. It's a credit to Chip Kelly and his staff to do it in the first year at such a, and not just do it, but do it at a high level really says a lot about Chip and his coaches and his players to be able to get it done. I mean, they got a great group of players there. They've done a terrific job of coaching quarterback in a new system. That's not easy to do, and so my hat's off to him for what he's accomplished over 15, 16 weeks in the National Football League. That's not easy.